American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 373. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frayne, 341. He was willing to help this man take the body from the second floor where the blood was found into the basement and keep his mouth shut and protect him until the combined efforts of Scott and Black and Starnes and all these detectives beat him down and made him admit a little now and a little then. He wasn't willing, and he had too much sense to go down into that basement to do that dirty job by himself and cremate the remains of this little girl that man in his passionate lust had put to death. You don't show that he didn't have the money. And the truth of the business is, I expect, that out of that $1,100 in dollars for the payroll and $30,000 cash which you had, if the truth were known, you offered old Jim Conley and bought him with that $200 just as surely as Judas Iscariot implanted the kiss for the 30 shekels. He says that no one came into my office who asked for a pay envelope or for the pay envelope of another. This running mate and friend of the dead girl tells you under oath that she went there on Friday evening when they were paid, with the knowledge that little Mary wasn't there, and as she had done on previous occasions, sought to get the money to take to her. And I'll show you when I get to the state's case later on that this diabolical plot, of which you have made so much fun, is founded in reason and really did exist, and that this man really, goaded on by passion, had been expecting some time before to ultimately not murder this little girl, but cause her to yield to his blandishments and to flower her without her resistance. Let me do it right now. Way back yonder in March, as far back as March, little Willie Turner, an ignorant country boy, saw Frank trying to force his attentions on this little girl in the metal room. He is unimpeached. He is unimpeachable. She backed off and told him she must go to her work, and Frank said, "I am superintendent of this factory. A species of coercion. And I want to talk to you. You tell me that that little girl that worked up there and upon the same floor with you in the metal department, and you had passed right by her machine,